If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee Toppersfoam.com.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
This episode is brought to you by Lumen, a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Do you find yourself staring at those fine lines and dark circles in the mirror? Meet Lumen Skin's Dark Circle Defense Balm, a lightweight gel with caffeine to brighten and smooth skin, and lemon extract to cleanse and rejuvenate, evening out those dark spots. Try Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm for free. Visit lumenskin.com/Elvis for your trial. Say goodbye to the fine lines and under-eye bags, and hello to a refreshed you.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Today's daily highlight from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
At NCL's Innovation Lounge, here we go. Our friend Gabe Orta, who's been a partner with NCL for many years. He's the founder of Bar Lab. And we're in the Innovation Lounge. He runs a bar lab, I guess. As in Labrador, as in dogs, retrievers.
No, it's in laboratory.
So Gabe, let's talk cocktails. You hear the tinkling ice, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Can we just start with one?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. I've been waiting all
morning.
That
was aggressive.
Damn, Gabe.
Do you remember last time he came in? I got drunk.
We remember.
You don't.
Well, I really don't. But Gabe remembers. The best cocktail I've ever had, so I want to see what he has to
okay.
top it.
All right. And keep in mind, we're drinking responsibly on behalf of our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line and also on behalf of iHeartRadio and all of our attorneys. Now, so what is your first cocktail?
So I made some real quick just so we get you guys going and drinking.
Okay.
Nate.
Good plan, Gabe.
So we made this with gin. It's a special gin that Norwegian made. Oh,
gin makes me crazy.
So they have their own gin. It's called 66.
Oh, yeah?
And so we made one with what we do. The whole point of the concept is that we get leftover ingredients from the kitchen. So the kitchen, instead of throwing it away, we get those ingredients and we make cocktails
out
of it.
So, what drink do you make on leftover meatloaf day?
That'd be a little tricky. Maybe just bourbon straight up.
Okay. Here's some pancakes, sausage.
It goes well with meatloaf. So, we did the celery. We got the celery, the leftover celery, the leaves. We infuse it in the gin. We got our leftover cucumbers. You know, they cut the cucumbers, the tips of the cucumbers. We grab that, we blend it, and we put gin, cucumber, celery, bitters, and citrus. So I'm going to shake that right now.
Sounds like a salad.
To get you guys going.
Shake it up, baby.
The colors are beautiful.
Yeah, but you know what happens to me when I drink gin?
Yeah, you get crazy.
I bite people's crotches.
Yep. And guess who's sitting next to him on the airplane today?
Yes.
There goes my crotch.
Elvis puts the gin in Norwegian.
I do. Is that our new show? There goes my crotch.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Okay, so Gabe is doing his thing. He's there's going to be citrus in here to kind of balance out all the vegetables.
Oh, that's such a fun sound.
So I just shake it, and then I'm just going to top it with some sparkling.
Look, Nate is first in line.
I know, he keeps getting closer.
I know. Seriously.
Is life that awful?
Gabe is an artisan. I'm sorry. This guy is, look at this work, and I'm telling you, it tastes even better than it looks.
You haven't had any yet.
Nate, come over here. We have a restraining order against you. Come
over here. He's gonna get himself on a no-fly list.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
And I love that you're using things from the kitchen that were not used at dinner service.
Yep.
Yeah,
all fresh ingredients. Right.
So the whole concept is just reuse him, and there we go. This is the cucumber.
All right, I'll try it first.
Oh, yeah, you need to be near a microphone, all right? It should be gin, refreshing.
Oh, my God.
I'll have a sip of
that. I can't believe you made something.
Are you sure
like
you want him near a microphone? I don't know.
Or an open flame.
Oh, my God.
All right, so what is the name of this cocktail, Gabe?
So the name of this cocktail is the Cucumber Fist, and it's going to be available on the next ship.
Oh, we're innovating right here. On the
Okay. I made it just for you guys. Yeah.
All right.
You guys inspire me.
Bottoms up, bitches.
To the cucumber fist.
I'd like to just point out that all the men have alcoholic beverages. The ladies, not so much there, Gabe.
Well, that one is to share because it's big enough. I'm going to make one. The next one is more spicy one.
Okay.
Oh. And that one is a tequila base.
Okay. Well, but hold on 1 second. We got to go back up. Back up. What is the name of this cocktail? It's the Cucumber
Fizz. Because it's fizzy.
Oh. Fizz. Fizz.
Not fizz.
I thought you were thinking
fist. Scary. You all thought it was fist?
Like, yeah. Yeah, I did
like
too.
Fizzy.
Because I thought I was going to get a punch in the face when I took it.
Here we go to the Cucumber
Fizz.
Fizz.
I'll punch you if you want.
Oh, that is nice.
Oh.
Wow. Very nice.
Yeah, please share so everybody can see it.
No.
It's very refreshing.
Yeah. No sharing alone. Okay, I interrupted your next cocktail, and that was very rude of me, Gabe. What is your next cocktail?
So the next one is all good, by the way, but the next one is a tequila base.
Okay.
And again, with the 66 brand, it's tequila. It's Norwegian tequila, and then we put chinola, which is a passion fruit liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
And it's passion fruit, tequila, and then we get the leftover peppers that, kitchen cuts the peppers.
Yes.
So the leftover tops, instead of throwing it away, we reuse them, we make a juice, we make an elixir out of it, citrus, and then same thing with the jalapeno tops. They, they cut the jalapeno, the tops always get in the garbage, and instead of throwing them away, we collect them, we make another elixir, and we mix it with citrus, and it's going to be like a spicy, savory kind of margarita.
I'm in. I can't wait. Who wants to taste my fizz?
I'll take it.
You're double fizz.
Here he goes.
Double
fizzing. Fizzing.
Would you go away?
Double fizzing.
Can you go sit over there? Go.
And this is where we lost Nate.
Wow.
Oh my Lord.
Time out.
Okay, so I love tequila. I am such a tequila fan. So this is gonna rot my world. I can already tell.
Reposado. So it's beautiful. Really nice and has a lot of flavor.
You just described Danielle.
Oh.
A great, perfect age and has lots of flavor.
There you go.
This has been a very abusive day for you.
Especially after they put me in the back and revamped me.
Dry dock
me, whatever they're doing. I don't remember.
We're going to dry dock you. Oh, wow.
Tune it up.
And by the way, cocktail culture is just one of the many things you can enjoy on a Norwegian Cruise Line cruise, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's number one priority on our list.
Whenever we cruise, Elvis is like, where you at? Let's have a cocktail.
Yeah.
Of course. What are you looking at now, Nate?
They got the Commodore room. Check that. It's going to be on the ship.
Are you drunk?
Oh, my gosh. And he had two sips. My God.
Go sit down. Oh, my
what's
God.
That, what's that electric red stuff that you're adding?
The red pepper.
That's the red pepper?
The red pepper juice and the elixir.
He was, yeah.
What is your guys' favorite bar in the cruise?
Well, I got to tell you, I always have a good time at the Haven Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's close to my bed. I can slither home at the end of the night.
What's your favorite bar, Gabe?
I like the whiskey bar.
Oh, okay.
It's really fun. They do karaoke. They do all kinds of programming.
I like the ice one where you got to put ice bar is always fun.
Also, the wine bar. And speaking of, there's the new wine bar called Swirl. This is going to be on Aqua. It's supposed to be like a whole different elevated wine experience for those of you who love to drink wine or those of you, like Gandhi, who like to wine.
Hey.
Anyway.
I feel attacked.
You are. Okay.
Join the club.
So Gabe is pouring our cocktails now.
So this one's going to be a little bit spicy. Not too much. If you got, just a little hint of spice from the jalapeno.
All right.
Now, can I drink this while I'm riding the new Aqua Coaster on the new ship?
While? Probably not. Maybe right before you do it.
Okay. As it's going down the hill.
Yeah.
So who on the show is going on the next cruise?
Oh, everyone would like to.
Nate, is it you?
I think so.
Oh,
well,
what do you mean you?
Some of us weren't invited.
Yeah.
Wow, Nate.
Where are you going, Nate?
I'm going to go to Italy, and I'm going to go around the boot, and I'm going to end up in Venice.
The Venice?
Cut him off.
Oh, my God. He's going to end up in the Venice.
In the canal.
He will be in the canal.
You know what I meant.
Yes, I do, of course. All right, I'm so ready.
All right, so this one's ready to pour. We're just going to garnish with a nice lime wheel.
Mm-hmm. A lime wheel. Mm. Do you ever do that thing where you dry out the citrus and you put different flavored tastes on them?
Yeah, we do it all the time. We also get rid of the any leftovers and we just put in the dehydrated. And it just gives you a different flavor.
I love it.
Nice. It's really good.
Nate, why are you approaching like this?
I'm
going to
help distribute.
No, go sit down.
Don't cut the line.
Nate is
oh my God. Hovering.
You are such a sloppy drunk.
I'm sorry.
Sit down. Drink responsibly.
He drank this whole thing already.
That was fast.
Oh, my God.
In all defense, in his...
Nate's like a vulture over a dead animal over here. Yeah. He's just hovering, waiting for one to be ready.
Getting closer and closer.
Jeff, oh my God. Jeff, whenever he approaches the microphone, turn it down.
Thank you to the ladies.
So, what is this called again,
Gabe?
Thank
you.
Yo, go to the microphone. I can't hear you. What is it called?
This one's called the Barbarossa.
Barbarossa. Okay.
Mmm.
It's so pretty.
Oh, that's good.
Do you like...
Oh, that's got a little kick.
It's got a kick.
I love it. Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have yourself one, really Nate.
Good.
To Gabe, everyone.
Cheers.
So, if I want to find you online, it's Bar...
bar-lab.com. Yeah, and then we have all our venues there and everything we do.
Cheers.
So, yeah.
So fruity yet spicy.
Yeah, fruity, spicy, savory.
You know what I'm learning lately? Because this is the second spicy drink I've had in a couple weeks. That I prefer a spicy cocktail.
You're spicing it up. You're going from sweet to spicy.
Yes, I love it.
Are you a spicy margarita right now?
I love that.
Shocking.
Again, Gabe Ortub, thank you so much for being part of our
show. That was so good.
A very vital part of our Norwegian experience. We love you.